Welcome to the Dr. Berg Healthy Keto and Intermittent Fasting Podcast. Now, here's your host, the man on a mission to take your health to a whole new level. It's Dr. Eric Berg.
Hey, Dr. Berg here. In this video, we're going to talk about the digestive system. Now, the purpose of the digestive system is to take the food that you eat, break it down into very small particles, and extract nutrients from it to allow you to convert food to body tissues like hair, nails, skin, heart, liver, lungs, all the body parts. And it's really simple. There's like five different parts of the digestive system. You have the liver, stomach, gallbladder, pancreas, and intestine. Now, the purpose of the liver is to help make digestive juices. That's one of the purposes. That's stored in the gallbladder. So the gallbladder is a reservoir or a holding tank for the digestive juices that come out of the liver. The purpose of the stomach is to produce acid to break down proteins. And the strength of that stomach acid is so powerful, so acidic, it can dissolve a razor blade. So we need to digest the protein here, and then it goes right into this part of the small intestine, where it's activated by this digestive juice from the gallbladder comes out. That's called bile, B-I-L-E, not bowel like waste, but bile. And that the purpose of the bile is to break down fats and to extract nutrients from the fats, like vitamin A, E, K, and D. Those are called fat-soluble vitamins. You have a water-soluble, but you also have fat-soluble vitamins. So you're going to find vitamin A, E, D, and K in fatty foods, okay? Now, right here, the pancreas produces a lot of different enzymes to digest carbohydrates, proteins, and fats as well. It also makes certain hormones. And then all this bacteria down here, you have like over 100 trillion bacteria that are helping you break down food even further, and they have little hairs in the small intestine, like little roots that absorb all the nutrients, like a root in a plant. Pulls it in, and it goes right into the liver, and it goes into the cells. Okay, so that would be the summary of the five areas of digestion. So the gallbladder, right here, does not produce anything. It actually holds something. It holds bile, and what happens is it fills up with bile when you eat, and then it squishes and it contracts that bile that goes down these little tubes. They're called bile ducts. Now, if there's a problem with not enough bile, you will start developing stones like this. And so now the bile can't be released because it gets all plugged up, and then they have to remove it. Now, when that thing swells up and it gets too big, it pushes on a nerve that goes all the way up to the right shoulder and the neck and can cause all sorts of issues. We'll get into that in a second. But a normal gallbladder should be free of gallstones, and it should be able to push the bile through this duct right here. Okay, let's talk about bile. What is bile? Bile, B-I-L-E, is the detergent that dissolves the grease or the oil from your foods, the fats. And that includes even fats in vegetables as well. So you have vitamin A, D, and K, and E that it extracts from the food. So here's what happens. I'm just going to do a little demonstration here. If my cameraman can hold this for a second, I'm going to open this thing up here, and we're going to take this dishwashing liquid, which is detergent, and pour it into the oil. Okay, so we're just going to pour that in there, and we're going to just give this back right here. And what's happening now is this detergent is breaking down the oil. I'm going to make sure this is sealed pretty good, because I'm going to start to shake this here and start to dissolve it. Okay, so this is what the gallbladder does with fats. Look at what happens. It's breaking down the fats into small little particles. So we go from fat to fatty acids. Fatty acids are small particles of the fat. And this is exactly what bile does to that fat that you eat. It breaks it down so you can use it and extracts the nutrients, vitamin A, D, E, and K. Now, the thing that you need to realize is that it also acts as a detoxer. So if there's anything toxic in the liver or there's dust in the body, or particles that you breathe in, or preservatives, or whatever, it will go through the liver and come out through that bile. So bile is important in the detoxification of chemicals and toxins. So each year, 20 million people are diagnosed with gallbladder problems, and over half of that, that's 10 million people, have their gallbladders removed. So when the gallbladder is removed, or it's dysfunctional, that doesn't mean the problem is gone. That means you're never going to have enough bile to be able to help you digest. Here are some common symptoms that occur with a bile deficiency. Number one, bloating, because you don't have anything to digest. Everything's going to be, because bile is a lubricant, everything's going to be constipated as well. So you have constipation. Burping, belching. Those are the top three. Right shoulder pain. Why? Because when that thing enlarges, it's going to push a nerve called the phrenic nerve that goes all the way up to right through here, up into your neck, and even in your scapula back here, right back in the back part, right there. So anything on the right side, it could be underneath the right rib cage, heaviness on the right side, on the upper part of your body, and right side of the neck, and of course headaches. Nauseated. That's why females, when they have a baby, and all that's different pressure that puts up in the gallbladder, they're going to become nauseated. Headaches or migraines. 98% of all headaches are related to the gallbladder or lacking of bile. Now, if you have a headache and you were to press right on this one point over here where the gallbladder is and give it some relief and allow it to drain, the headache probably would be relieved. Now, we also have not satisfied. When you eat, if there's not enough bile, you're not going to feel satisfied. You're going to feel like you're missing something because you're not pulling the nutrients from the fats or the foods. So you're always going to be missing, and you're going to want to keep eating. Also, you're going to crave fried foods, or you need a little bit of sweet after you eat, because the bile is very essential in regulating the blood sugars, because if you're pulling nutrients out, you're stabilizing the blood sugars. And then itchy skin, itchy eyes, hives, that would be another symptom of gallbladder problems. And also sneezing, it's another one. Now, bile is made out of cholesterol. Now, I know people have this thing about cholesterol, it's bad and everything, but here's the facts on cholesterol. 75% of the cholesterol in your body right now is made by your own body. It surrounds the raw material that build the membranes of all your cells in your body. It's raw material to build all the sex hormones in your body, including cortisol, which is for an anti-inflammatory, your lens of your eye, the retina. It's used to balance out estrogen in a female. So it's very, very necessary to regulate hormones, to help heal the tissue, especially under stress. And without enough cholesterol, there's a lot of other symptoms, because your body will start to basically cannibalize parts of your tissue that have the cholesterol to use that back. So the thing is, cholesterol is not a bad thing, but in excesses it can be a bad thing. But as long as you're eating enough greens and vegetables, you're safe, because all that vegetable will flush out any type of buildup of cholesterol. I'm not saying eat huge steaks and all this fat and bacon grease, but I'm not opposed to it if you consume the amount of vegetables to clean out the liver. So there's nothing wrong with some fatty foods as long as your liver is healthy. Okay, but the point is that when you mix all the breads, pasta, cereal, or breaded meats and all that cooked fried food, and you have this little side salad, that's not going to be enough to get the liver. So that's why you have a problem with cholesterol. And also, carbohydrates like refined sugars and bread and pasta and carbs convert into cholesterol as well. All right. So those are some common symptoms. And if you don't have the bile, you won't be able to emulsify and break down the cholesterol, and it can build up in the body as well. Now, because the vitamins, the fat-soluble vitamins are associated with bile problems, if you don't have enough bile, you become deficient in vitamin A. And that's when the vision becomes a problem at night, night blindness, and dry skin. Vitamin A is for the skin and the eye, so you get dry cornea or dry eyes. And then you can have a lot of other skin problems with vitamin A. Accutane is a type of vitamin A. So what is that used for? Acne, skin problems, warts, cornea issues, little growths of that little deposit on your eyes. So vitamin A is very important, but it's not necessarily what you eat that makes you healthy, it's what you digest. Without that bile, which I find a lot of people don't have enough bile, you can't extract the vitamin A to get the relief or the benefits from vitamin A. Vitamin A supports all the mucous membranes in your sinuses. So when you start digesting and getting vitamin A, your sinuses clear up as well. Vitamin D is a fat soluble vitamin, so you can get winter blues, depression that time, like in the winter. Bone health. Vitamin E is muscle tissues. Without vitamin E, the heart has to work really hard because it's not going to be able to retain the oxygen to the heart. So you're going to lose endurance. So you go up an incline and you get out of breath very easily. That's because vitamin E is a fat soluble vitamin. So the heart and muscles need that vitamin A. The retina. Retinal degeneration occurs in the absence of vitamin E because vitamin E is a great healer for certain tissues. And the pituitary runs on vitamin E as well. So during menopause, because you lose the ovaries, the requirement of vitamin E goes up by 100x because the pituitary is not working like it did before. And so that's just another thing. After menopause, you see a lot of women that just dry out. But you can't absorb vitamin E if you don't have the bile. All right, and then we have vitamin K. You need that for the bone health, and in a deficiency, you'll have bloody noses. So those are some of the symptoms of a bile deficiency. Okay, so now let's talk about the causes of a problem with the gallbladder and a bile issue. Number one, junk food. That would include breads, pasta, cereal, crackers, biscuits, waffles, pancakes, all those wonderful things. Fatty foods. Why? Because too much fat can clog up that whole system. What can aggravate the gallbladder are nuts. When you start eating a lot of nuts, you start eating healthy and you start loading yourself up with nuts or peanut butter and you start having right shoulder pain. That's because it's aggravating the bile ducts, which is going right up to the right shoulder. Okay, sugar will do it. We talk about grains. Soy protein isolates. Yeah, it's been known that it can create liver tumors. So it's very irritating to the liver. Now, where do you find soy protein isolates? In a lot of vegetarian patties that they have at the store, vegetarian food. It's also in a lot of diet foods, all those prepackaged foods. Read the label. A lot of protein powders have soy protein isolates as a cheap protein, but it's very hard on the gallbladder and the liver. I had a gal come in, she did a diet down the street, and they gave her this protein powder. And it was just soy protein, chocolate-flavored soy protein isolate. She started burping for an entire year, and no one knew what it was. It just basically destroyed her gallbladder. She couldn't stop burping, and that's why she came in to see me. Cooked protein. Too much heavy cooked protein because when you eat cooked protein, there's no enzymes. Enzymes are destroyed with the heat, and these guys have to work harder. Even when you eat roasted peanuts, it will make the pancreas enlarge because it has to produce more enzymes to digest that roasted nut. I'm not saying don't worry about cutting that out. If you're eating good overall, you don't have to worry about it. But if you're just eating all cooked foods, that would be very bad for the liver. And then we have alcohol, of course, that's a given. And then estrogen. Estrogen will constrict this duct and cause problems with the bile as well. That's one of the side effects. And that would be birth control pills, hormone replacement therapy, becoming pregnant, that spikes the estrogen. That time of the month when you spikes the estrogen, or actually ovulation. A fibroid can cause too much estrogen. Doing too many soy products will cause a lot of estrogen problems. So estrogen can definitely create an issue with that and also cause headaches. Cortisol. Cortisol is connected in the recycling process of bile. So over a period of time, when you get really stressed out over many, many years, it will deplete your bile and cause digestive problems. So you start bloating. Like you eat something, you just feel like you're pregnant. And then at night, you're more bloated. And during the morning, it actually flattens because there's less stress. Okay, so there's a connection between stress and digestion. And then lack of the right foods. If you're not eating enough vegetables, you're going to end up with a problem with this because the vegetables clean this thing out. There's some interesting points. If you find that you sleep on your left side and it's more comfortable than the right side, I'm sorry, If you sleep on the right side and it's more comfortable than the left side, chances are there's a problem with the liver and the gallbladder, because the heart's over here. And so if you sleep on your left side down, this thing is too heavy. It's going to compress and push like a vise on the heart, and it's going to be hard to breathe. So the best position to sleep with a gallbladder problem is on your right side. Okay. Also, the thyroid works through the liver. In order, 80% of the thyroid is converted to an active form of thyroid hormone in the liver. So if this is blocked up down here, you may find that the thyroid might not work as well. And also, with a problem with this, you're going to start building up estrogen, and that indirectly decreases testosterone. And that's why you see a lot of men that are getting breast tissue, they're getting breast cancer, they're losing their chest hair, all these problems with estrogen and progesterone. So there's one of the products that I use is called Gallbladder Formula. And I created it not just to give the person some bile salts, but I put several things in there because there's a lot of different issues that can occur with the gallbladder. Number one, it could be too thick. It could be that your stomach is not acid enough to release your own bile. So I put betaine hydrochloride in there as well. I put beets to thin the bile. There's bile salts in here to give you bile so you can start recycling it. There's Spanish black radish. That's good for the liver as well. And that thins the bile to allow it to work better so it's not so congested. There's stone root, and that is known to actually dissolve stones. And there's an enzyme that the stomach needs to, and there's slippery elm bark, to help lubricate this whole process. Now, I'm just letting you know that I'm not saying that this is going to replace or cure your gallbladder. All I'm saying is this is what I use to support a healthy gallbladder function. So if you need some, you might want to try some. Take one before a meal, every time you eat a large meal. And because it's not a drug, it works kind of slowly, and you're going to find that you're going to digest better, and your stomach's not going to be so bloated. So, if you need it, go ahead and try it. I hope you enjoyed the video. I'll see you in the next video.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.